If you like playing in the field of possibilities and getting your information from those who really know, Conversation at the Cutting Edge is your kind of program. Host Sandy Sedgebeer speaks with teachers, speakers, scientists, and authors that are shifting perceptions about who we are and what we're capable of. Get ready to expand your awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Here's Sandy.
In the topic of reincarnation. Is it real? Do we choose our parents before birth? Is it possible to experience soul communication from the womb and beyond? My guests, Dr. Elizabeth Carman and Dr. Neil Carman, have spent more than 40 years researching consciousness. Elizabeth is a pre-birth educator with a BA in psychology and an honorary PhD for pre-birth research. Her husband, Neil, has taught biology and the science of consciousness at the University of Texas, Austin. Doctors Elizabeth and Neil Carman, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. We're happy to be here, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy,
Now, you're both authors of the book Cosmic Cradle, Spiritual Dimensions of Life Before Birth, in which you share 45 years of research and first-hand accounts from children and parents who recall pre-birth memories and communication. Before we delve into the evidence you present in Cosmic Cradle, I'd like to know what attracted each of you to this area of investigation.
Well, I'll start out with the answer from my side. I've always had a fascination with human potential and how much of ourselves that's kind of hidden and what we can bring out. And I began researching women who were having experiences of ecstasy when they delivered their babies. And as a result of making contact and writing about these women, I discovered this whole field that we're talking about here. It was completely unknown to me. I had no idea, but I was interested in what are we capable of? And women giving birth without pain was certainly an enticing subject for me to check out. And so I've always wanted to know about what we as human beings can do to live more fulfilled lives, and that's what started it for me in a nutshell.
And Neil, how about you?
Well, Elizabeth contacted me in 1989 on a phone call asking me what my impression was of these stories, and I told her that I was so impressed. I had a very powerful intuition, kind of a electric current in my body that I told her. I said, well, I have a message. This is a book or a series of books about the untold story of who we are and where we come from and why we're here. And this is something that people need to know about. And so I told her then that she was going to be involved in writing several books, and that's all come to pass now, 20-some years later.
Wow. Elizabeth, you received an honorary PhD for your pre-birth research, published in your initial book, Cosmic Cradle, Souls Waiting in the Wings for Birth. How do you find these stories?
Well, they found me. I just started working on the magazine article, as I mentioned earlier, and I was actually in a very special setting at the time I was doing that writing. I was in I would call it a spiritual incubator. It was a university where everyone was meditating and following a very spiritual lifestyle and seeking higher states of consciousness, more awareness, more creativity, greater happiness and fulfillment in their lives. And it was a special group of people to be in the midst of. And as a result of that, these stories came to me. Our first book actually is 760 pages, the first one that was published in 2000. So there was no shortage of material. It wasn't that I had to advertise. It was very much word of mouth. And today, the stories keep flooding in. Now we have the internet, and our Facebook page makes contact with people all over the world, and mothers are sharing stories that their little toddlers are telling them as soon as they start speaking. It's extremely inspiring, and it's nothing that I've ever become tired or bored with. It's fascinating.
Now, there's a rich history, isn't there, of, I mean, this isn't a modern-day phenomenon. This has been going on for centuries, and people have written about it.
Yes. Well, there's a lot more happening right now, although we do find historical information about this. But in terms of modern times, there's been kind of a gap. This has kind of been lost because I think one attitude is that babies come in as a blank slate, but there's a lot of research in the field of pre- and perinatal psychology that shows that the babies in the womb are conscious beings. They're listening. They can see outside the womb. They're not sure how because their eyes are not fully open or functional, and yet the children report they were able to see out around their mothers and to smell and taste and remember what they saw. One boy actually, before he was before the mother became pregnant, he was with a guide and watching his parents get married. And what happened is at the wedding is that there was a family member who crashed through the wedding cake. And so when the boy was 10, he asked his mother and said, "Well, how do you know that? They weren't showing him pictures or anything." And she said, "Yes, your uncle was drunk and he crashed through the cake and destroyed it." So he knew then that what he remembered seeing was true, but he wasn't. There wasn't even a fetal body because his parents were just getting married. So we hear reports of amazing memories by people, in some cases even before there was a pregnancy.
I was impressed reading your book how much research there is now about how much babies know and seem to understand, even before birth. You know, the research on twins that show how they, you know, when they're in utero, they're kissing and kicking and playing with one another and holding hands. And when people have amniocentesis tests, the babies seem to jerk away from the needle.
Absolutely. They're scratching their heads and sucking their thumbs, and I think in some cases they're probably contemplating, what am I getting into? What am I going to do this again? And that's something that comes to us from ancient India, the Garbha Upanishad. They say that the child is fully conscious in the womb, and it reviews its past lives and says, "Oh no, not again. I've already done this. I've had so many mothers. I've suckled so many breasts. I've had so many experiences. I don't want to do it again." But of course, it's too late then. The child is getting ready to come down the birth canal. So there is this understanding in other cultures, and now science is catching up with this. It's wonderful, the ultrasound verification that we see what is going on in there. It's very enlightening and shows us that these babies are conscious and we should respect and honor them when the mothers are giving birth in the hospitals. And a lot of babies who have memories, the children who have these memories, are very upset with how they were handled.
Yes, I'm sure. You're listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, and I'm talking with consciousness researchers Drs. Elizabeth and Neil Carman about their book, Cosmic Cradle, Spiritual Dimensions of Life Before Birth. After the break, Elizabeth and Neil will share some of the stories from their book that provide positive evidence of reincarnation. We'll be back in a few moments, so do stay tuned.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams, filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Von Zandt, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, Neil Donald Walsh, Michael Beckwith, and over 25 life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Conference in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now.
When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Conversation at the Cutting Edge. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, and I'm speaking with authors and consciousness researchers, Drs. Elizabeth and Neil Carman, about the enormous amount of evidence we now have for reincarnation, which they share in their book, The Cosmic Cradle. Elizabeth, what does your research reveal about where our souls dwell prior to entering our mother's wombs?
Could you repeat that, Sandy? It's not coming through very well.
What does your research reveal about where our souls dwell prior to entering our mother's wombs?
Okay, well, what the little children are saying is they're up in heaven. So they're talking about a world beyond what we see and experience with our five senses. And we're hearing that from little children that were not raised in a Christian or religious background necessarily. There can be examples of that, but these aren't situations where children have even been told the word heaven. And I can give one little example of a four-year-old catcher. His mother was just feeling nostalgic one day and said, "It seems like just yesterday when you were in my belly." And he said, "I wasn't in your belly, Mom." And she said, "Well, what do you mean you weren't in my belly?" He said, "I was in heaven." "Well, what were you doing in heaven?" "I was waiting for you guys to be silly, to be ready, silly." And so she said, "Well, what do you mean you're waiting for us to be ready?" And he said, "Well, that's what we do. I chose you." And then he started mentioning his friends, and Michael and Mitchell. They chose their parents. "And then we wait for you to be ready. But we've already chosen you. And that's what you guys did too." He was referring to his parents. "You chose your parents, whether you remember it or not." And his mother says, "Well, we made you." And he said, "No, Mom, you didn't make me. God made me." And she said, "Well, I remember making you, but if that's what you think, that's okay." So parents are hearing stories like this completely unprompted, completely out of the blue. They're shocked by this. These stories are basically in our culture, we don't hear about these things. They're underreported. So when they come up, parents are absolutely shocked. And then somehow we have heard about these stories and connected with these parents and just find it fascinating to write about them and go deeply into them.
Neil, you offer stories of people, ancient and modern, who've reported meeting their children before conception in a dream, in a waking vision, or an intuitive insight. How common is that?
There's many cases of the parents reporting that they had a dream, a telepathic contact, or they might see a ball of light, okay? Sometimes during, the act of procreation, they sense a presence in the room or they see a pillar of light over them. So there's a lot of reports that they sense they're going to have a pregnancy. They may know that it's going to be a boy or a girl before there's any pregnancy testing done. And so there's many cases of these parents reporting meeting their children prior to conception and during the pregnancy.
Now, Elizabeth, you relate a tale in your book about a 70-year-old retired military officer who recalled being given three choice of parents. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's a wonderful story because that is an impressive case because there's validation of Rennie's memories. And he had enough details in his memory to rule out anything, that it was any kind of coincidence. It was definitely something that he remembered. And at the age of 7, he actually approached his mother and asked her when he came home from school, "Mom, was I placed with you and Dad when you were in the front seat of a car?" And his mother said, "That's not decent. We don't talk about that." So the whole subject was dropped, but Rennie never forgot. It was like a videotape in his mind. He remembered being in a higher dimension looking down on Earth, and he was in an assembly of souls. And he said, "We all had a guide with us, helping direct us, and we were all selecting our parents." And he said he was given a choice of three different couples. And he saw them in the act of procreation, getting in the, coming into the bedroom, a couple of them coming into the bedroom. He could describe their appearance and the bedroom furniture and all the details, and people can read more about that in the book. So those were the first two couples, and he was told life's going to be pretty easy and relatively smooth in these first two cases. And then he was given a third choice, and it was a couple that were in a car driving along a country road, and they were kissing and hugging along the way, and pretty soon they slowed down and pulled off the side of the road, and there was a little girl sleeping in the back seat, about 5-year-old girl, and the mother looked in the back, and Rennie said he observed all of this. And anyway, the little girl was sleeping, so they moved on to other things, and they actually had full intercourse there in the front seat of the car. And Rennie witnessed this, and the guy told him, "If you're born to this couple, your life is going to be very challenging. It's going to be difficult to pass God's test. You're not going to be able to live up to your full potential." And Rennie said, "Well, won't I get the greatest spiritual reward if I take this more difficult life?" And the guide said, "Well, that's true, but that doesn't make it any easier for you." And so after giving him several opportunities to back out and taking an easy road and taking one of the other couples, Rennie just insisted, "This is the couple I want." And he wanted the more difficult path. And the next thing he knows, he's coming down this tunnel with light band going around it, and then after that, the next thing he knows, he's a 4-year-old child, and his family is explaining death to him because one of the family members has passed on, and then he's remembering, "Oh yeah, I understand what death is. Aunt Hilda is back with the angels now, and that's where I came from, and I know I'll be going back there too, and I came from there." And so he had this memory, and he always wondered, "Am I crazy? I don't hear anybody talking about this." And by the time he's a married man in the military, 25-year-old man, he decides to confront his parents and say, "Do you remember where I was conceived?" And his parents said, "Well, that's over 25 years ago. How can we remember that?" He said, "If I supply some details, can you verify them?" And all those details I described in the car all that. His parents just turned red in the face and confirmed everything that Rennie remembered. So we choose, in many cases we find people that remember, like Rennie, choosing. We have another case similar to this where someone actually remembers and verifies with the parents the conception scene. We also have people that remember coming down as a speck of consciousness, like Googling Earth, coming down, getting closer and closer to Earth, and then hovering maybe 100 feet above the ground and seeing, in this one case it was Prashant from India, and he saw a marketplace. He saw a young couple. He saw exactly the clothing they were wearing, and they were holding hands and singing in the marketplace. And he was attracted to them. And he found himself going into the mother's womb. And he remembers being in the womb. And when he was 17, he always thought this was some strange dream. He didn't think it was meant anything. But he finally shared it with his parents when he was 17. And his parents were absolutely shocked because that was the clothing they wore that the day of a special anniversary party that they had attended, and afterward they were singing and holding hands in the marketplace, and the only time they had ever done that, and she was like 3 months pregnant. So Prashant has a very, very impressive story also. We like to get these strong cases like this where there's a verification from the parents, because we do have the little ones saying they're up in heaven and choosing, but then there's also these cases where they, as Neil pointed out earlier, someone remembered looking down at the wedding ceremony of their parents and some event that happened there, and it was confirmed. So it's something that can be validated, and we do our best to find those cases.
Well, there's certainly a wealth of cases in your book, and you know they do raise a number of questions. I mean, you go into the area where some people don't just remember their life before birth; they remember all of their past lives or some of their past lives. But you know, the question is, how does it benefit us to know about past lives?
Well, in one particular case, a lady named Beverly. She was using her past lives to help her evolve, and she had a lot of very lofty lives where, you know, she was kind of like royalty, but she decided that she had a gap, and she needed to experience a life that did not have as much wealth and royalty and servants and all that. So she chose to incarnate in the 1800s has a Appalachian woman who is married and then has four kids, and the husband abandons her and the kids begin to starve to death and die, and then she dies. And so she said that she needed that experience because she wanted to appreciate that, you know, there is a difficult side that the soul sometimes choose to go through in these incarnations. And so she said, well, she had that experience and she didn't need it to have it again. Anyway, so that's an example of where she was, you know, coming to Earth and reincarnating and picking different experiences up in the heavenly world before she would be born. She could be with a guide, angelic-like being, looking at a computer screen and mixing and matching different possibilities in a life and different characters, kind of like writing a screenplay for a movie. She said that's what you do, is you cook up real good movies in heaven, and then you come down to Earth and you live those lives. So she is a very wise person, and she's brought in a beautiful young child into the world who's now in his 20s, and so you know we see the blessedness of somebody like Beverly, who's remembering a lot of past lives, but most people don't seem to be ready to, you know, look into their past lives.
Well, it's a fascinating book, and as I said, it does raise so many questions, which we're not going to have time to answer here. But before we bring the show to a close, can you tell us where people can find out more information about you and the book?
Well, yes. We have a website, cosmiccradle.com, and you can find examples of a lot of the stories on there. We have a free chapter download that people can enjoy on I Was in Your Tummy Twice, and that's a fascinating story of a woman that remembers her whole journey and having a miscarriage and coming back. And our Facebook page, Cosmic Cradle, Spiritual Dimensions of Life Before Birth, we have a lot of illustrated, I like to create Photoshop illustrations of many of the stories, so it has a very eye-appealing factor to it, and so people can enjoy reading some little snippets of the stories and seeing some illustrations of the stories. So those are two things, and we continue to gather up stories if people are interested in sharing anything with us that they remember or one of their children remember. We are planning to publish another book coming up in a few months, so there's still time to get some stories in. And so these are some ways people can reach us, and we're happy to answer questions if people have any questions about their personal experiences.
Dr. Elizabeth Carman, Dr. Neil Carman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. Cosmic Cradle, Spiritual Dimensions of Life Before Birth is published by North Atlantic Books, and once again, the website is cosmiccradle.com. That brings us to the end of this show. The theme tune for the show is from an original song called Searching by Grammy Award-winning producer, composer, and musician Barry Goldstein. If you'd like advance information about future guests on Conversation at the Cutting Edge, you can sign up for my newsletter at www.sedgebeer.com. I'm Sandy Sedgebeer. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to having your company at the same time next week. Till then, you can listen to more great shows live and in our archives here at vividlife.me.
Thank you for listening to Conversation at the Cutting Edge, where scientists, researchers, authors, and teachers working at the leading edge meet. For conversations that aim to shift your perceptions about who you are, why you're here, and what you can achieve when you open your mind, expand your awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. Join us next week, same time, with your host, Sandy Sedgebeer, for another conversation at the Cutting Edge.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams, filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Von Zandt, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, Neil Donald Walsh, Michael Beckwith, and over 25 life-changing, best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Conference in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.